Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it was mostly a film-focused week with Oscar nominations coming out. Everything out west was delayed, of course, due to the wildfires, but I do believe they're still going to do the Oscar show. Anyway, theater folks were certainly included in the nominations. Wicked received a batch, not surprising, including for Cynthia Erivo, a former Tony winner. Ed Norton, Timothy Chalamet, both nominated, both started on stage. And frontrunner Kieran Culkin, up for supporting actor, is coming to Broadway soon in a few months for Glengarry and Glenn Ross. In fact, and his competition for the Oscar, coincidentally, is his Succession co-star Jeremy Strong, who won a Tony last year and now is up for an Oscar for playing Roy Cohn in The Apprentice. Ugh, go figure this out. Ralph Fiennes is up for Best Actor, and we saw him a few years back playing the power broker Robert Moses on stage at The Shed. Now, P.S., I mentioned Kieran Culkin. He apparently will not perform Glengarry on Sundays. He says he needs a day off to be with his family. Go figure. By the way, having these big names on our stages clearly makes a difference, though I will say the Mia Farrow-Patti LuPone show opened and closed without much fanfare. But I checked ticket prices, for example, for Othello, which is beginning previews now with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal. $800 was the price on many a not even top ticket. And the words sold out are already on the schedule for a good number of performances. I will check George Clooney's Broadway debut and get back to you on that if I have the nerve to look. Now, the show of the week, which announced its closing, was A Wonderful World, the Louis Armstrong musical. That one will play its final performance on Broadway February 23rd, so you still have more than a month away on that. At the time of closing, the production will have played 151 performances. Now, this was kind of a by-the-numbers show, but I'm glad it pleased as many as it did. A promising show may be in the works, also about a legendary Black performing artist, that being Nat King Cole. Stay tuned. Of course, I'm still holding out for one on Sam Cooke, but that's me. I managed to go deep off Broadway this past week. Coincidentally, both were one-person shows, those persons being female. The New York Theater Workshop is offering A Knock on the Roof, a rather harrowing piece that feels as if it were written yesterday. It is written and performed by Kahaula Ibrahim. This personal piece is a response not only to the politics of the endless fighting in the Mideast, but to its impact on the lives and well-being of ordinary people who are simply trying to survive. A Knock on the Roof is the description given to small bombs dropped during Israeli airstrikes that give residents some warning that a larger rocket strike is about to destroy their homes and perhaps their families. One-person shows are not for everyone, and there are so many different ways to do them. This one, the performer comes out first, one chair awaiting. She smiles at the audience, occasionally even throws out a question during the play. Not a great idea, but it's a compelling piece. Which brings me to Fame Hungry. Fame Hungry. If you get me to 20,000 likes, I'll do something amazing. Well, that is the performance artist, Louise Orwin, promising her audiences in this play, Fame Hungry, about being an entertainer in the digital age. Presented before a live crowd, it's also simultaneously live streamed on the TikTok app. Whether Orwin's antics would be witnessed by audiences beyond Soho Playhouse, where Fame Hungry is running, by the way, until February 8th, after it had success at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. Now, this is an open question because TikTok, as you know, was briefly banned in the U.S. And right up front, Orwin said, it's a strange situation to be in. This is a 75-minute piece, obviously not for everyone, but a pretty apt portrayal of why people watch and appear on TikTok. Some of us just want to be looked at, she says, which likely goes beyond the show and maybe to the times we're living in. To finish that theme, one of the great one-woman shows of late is now available to stream on National Theatre Live, Prima Facie. In that play, Jodie Comer stars as a lawyer who defends men accused of sexual assault, only to later confront the limitations of the law after being assaulted herself. Comer plays all of the characters and all sides of conversations involving several people. Anyway, she won the Tony and the Olivier Award for this performance. The streaming version was captured live in 2022 at the Harold Pinter Theater in London. Meanwhile, the two-character piece, A Two-Hander, is on its way back to New York, albeit at a different home. I attended a nice event this week about Still, S-T-I-L-L, which I reviewed when it was at the Daryl Roth Theater and starred Jane Atkinson and Tim Daly. Well, now it's opening at the Sheen Center for Thought on Bleecker Street, always a very interesting venue. And the cast is now Mark Moses, who you'll recognize from Mad Men and other things, and Melissa Gilbert. Remember Little House on the Prairie? Pardon the interruption here, but I just learned that Little House on the Prairie, which was canceled in 1983, has generated more than 13 billion minutes of viewing on Peacock. 13 billion, that's in 2024 alone. Anyway, that little girl is now a proud and active 60 years old. She and Mark Moses are a delightful couple and excited about doing this play, which asks questions like, can you love someone with whom you have serious political differences? Can you pick up decades after a love affair ended and not be tempted again? Again, the play is called Still. It's written by Leah Tomeo. Yep, remember my theme, more women are ruling our stages. The notable death this past week was that of cartoonist writer Jules Pfeiffer. He also went through many mediums. His Broadway plays included the black comedy Little Murders. And he did a segment of Old Calcutta. He did one called Knock Knock, for which he received a Tony nomination for Best Play. And his first screenplay, a great one, was for Carnal Knowledge, directed by Mike Nichols, one of my favorites. Finally, ending as we began, with screen to stage and back again news, if you're a Liza Minnelli fan, a new doc about her is debuting at IFC Center in New York City and also will open at Lemley's Royal in Los Angeles. That's just for starters. I'm sure it'll move on and end up on our TVs. It's a bi-coastal treat for those who couldn't get enough of Liza with a Z. Anyway, I will see you here next time. Have a good week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.